In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. As I thought about this morning's reading, I began to think about my parents. And there are two reasons that I began to think about my mom and dad. The first reason is that we just saw them. We went up on Thursday and we had a wonderful time just visiting with my parents. The second reason is that this morning's reading is about a parent. It is about a father and his son. It is about a father who tried desperately to find healing for his child. And as I thought about that, I thought about my own dad and what he was like when I was growing up. And I remember my dad, and I've told you this before, dad's a carpenter and he's very handy. He was handy when I was growing up, and he continues to be handy as well. And I remember when I would break something or I couldn't get something to work, I would always say something to my dad, and he would say to me in Greek, he would say, "Ferto edo." He'd say, bring it here to me. And whenever I would hear him say, "Bring it to me," I always knew that whatever was broken, he would fix it. Whenever he said those words, I always believed that all would be well. Now, unfortunately for my own children, when I say, "Bring that here to me and let me fix it," well, they're not too sure what's going to happen in the end. But I am confident and I pray there are some things that my children do trust me with, and they bring those things to me instead. The point is that all of us go to people that we trust all the time for help. Our reading today is all about remembering who it is that we really need to put our trust and hope in. It's all about remembering to have faith in the right person. And that person for us, of course, is our Lord and Savior. It's all about remembering to first and foremost look to Him. It's about remembering to bring Him our needs. And we do this because He is certainly able to help. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and we are now more than halfway through our Lenten journey. Today, the church is once again reminding us to do one important thing, to keep our eyes on Christ. We are reminded to bring whatever faith we have to Him, and we are reminded how we are to continue increasing our faith as well in our Lord and Savior. So this morning's reading comes to us from the Gospel according to St. Mark, and this Gospel is pretty much the Gospel that we read throughout Lent. Most of our readings come from St. Mark, and our particular reading today has a man come up to Christ, and he kneels down before Him, and he begins to tell Him that he had brought his son to his disciples, and they were not able to help him at all. Now, the interesting thing is that just before all of this happened, our Lord was on the mountain with three of His disciples, and He ended up transfiguring Himself in front of them. He was on His way down from the mountain with these same disciples, and He sees in front of Him this great crowd. He sees kind of a mess. All these people are running about, and in the middle of this crowd are His disciples. And His disciples are arguing with some teachers of Israel. The people see Him, and they rush over to Him. And then our Lord sees His disciples, and He says to them, "What is going on? What are you arguing about?" And it's at that moment that the Father comes, and He kneels before the Lord, and He tells Him that His disciples were unable to cast out the demon. And the Lord says these words to them. He says, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you?" And this is one of those times where it certainly sounds like Jesus was just a little bit frustrated. And I think He was frustrated. He was frustrated with His disciples for their lack of faith. He was probably frustrated with the Father as well for His lack of faith. And I'm pretty sure He was frustrated with all the people out there for their lack of faith, and for the teachers of Israel for their lack of faith as well. And then He says these important and powerful words. He says, "Bring Him to me." And these words are powerful. They are because they speak of what our Lord wants all of us to remember to do. He wants us to bring the things in our lives that are difficult. He wants us to bring to Him the things that we can no longer handle. He wants us to bring what is challenging in our lives, the things that seem to be holding us down. Remember His words. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. And he says, I will give you rest. And this is what he calls all of us to do. And the Father does this. But there is a little bit more that he needs to do. Once a child is brought to the Lord, he begins to ask some questions. He lovingly asks the Father, he says, well, how long has he had this condition? And the Father tells him that he's had this since he was a child. And then the Father says these words to the Lord. He says, but if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us. The Father now makes a direct plea to our Lord to be the one to heal his son. He is begging the Lord for help. And Jesus gives him an answer, but I always feel like it's not exactly the answer that the Father was hoping for. He says to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. This was the Lord's answer, to him to offer whatever faith he could possibly muster, to offer that faith to the Lord. And the Father immediately cries out and says these words, I believe, help my unbelief. Each time I read this, I think about my own faith, and I'm always reminded that this is probably about where I am as well. I certainly believe, but sometimes it's tough. I certainly know that my Lord is always ever present with me, but sometimes it can still be a little bit challenging. But the great thing is, all he's asking me to do is have a little faith. He doesn't ask me to do anything more than I can offer. Remember what our Lord says about faith? He says, even faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. And I think the reason for that is that our faith must be placed in the right place, or better yet, in the right person. And that person is, of course, our Lord and Savior. There are many places or people that we could put our faith. But as we know, all those places tend to fail. The Father had put his faith in the disciples, and the disciples were unable to do it because they had forgotten why they were able to do these things in the first place. They put their faith somewhere else. Maybe they put it in themselves. The fact is that any healings, any good that they were able to do before then was because of Christ. When they forgot this, Christ was no longer able to work through them. Now, after the boy was healed, Christ was alone with his disciples, and they asked him why they were unable to do anything, why they were unable to cast out the demon. And the Lord tells them it could only be cast out by two things. He says, by prayer and fasting. And these exercises are there in order to do one important thing. They're there in order to keep them and us connected to the one who has all the power. Connected to the one who is able to do the impossible through us, and that is Christ. The disciples had taken their eyes off of their Lord, but prayer and fasting help us to keep our focus on him. Prayer is our conversation with Christ, and fasting not only from foods. Allow us to remove the things in our lives that might be blocking that relationship, and by doing that, we realize what it is that we truly need in our lives. And that is Christ. So today, my friends and my family in Christ, we are more than halfway through our Lenten journey. We are reminded once again to bring to our Lord whatever it is that is weighing us down. We're reminded he is where our faith must be found. We're reminded as well to cry out as the Father did, I believe, help my unbelief. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Please rise.